It's the third Thursday of September, and you're listening to 3-Minute 3Rs, your monthly recap of efforts to replace, reduce, and refine the use of animals in research. This month, we've got a paper for each R. Let's get started with a replacement.
Drug-induced liver injury in clinical trials and for newly approved drugs is a serious adverse reaction that causes massive financial loss and preventable human suffering. But what if we could more accurately predict these adverse reactions before they happened? A systematic review in Scientific Reports compared two anti-diabetic drugs, one that was withdrawn from the market due to liver injuries, and another that remains. They reviewed in vivo studies, in vitro data, and reported liver injury cases. While the animal and human trials failed to predict liver injuries, the in vitro assays showed that the withdrawn drug had twice the activity than the other. Overall, in vitro assays may offer a new paradigm to predict drug-induced liver injuries, thereby improving drug safety and development. Want to learn more? Read the full paper online.
Next up, let's reduce.
If you want to know where you're going, an atlas can help. And now, if you're performing rodent stereotaxic surgery, Ratlas can help. Lister hooded rats are widely used in behavioural neuroscience studies in the UK and beyond. When these studies involve stereotaxic surgery, accurate coordinates are vital for precisely targeting the relevant areas of the brain. Otherwise, additional animals may be used for pilot surgeries to establish the correct coordinates. To reduce the need for these pilot surgeries, researchers at the University of Nottingham and Leibniz Institute for Neurobiology have developed Ratlas LH, a user-friendly template combining in vivo MRI images and ex vivo micro CT images of young adult male Lister hooded rats. The team have published a paper describing the development and validation of Ratlas LH and aim to expand their work to other commonly used rat and mouse strains. Interested? Read the paper in Brain and Neuroscience Advances and download Ratlas LH for free.
And finally, let's refine. Most mice will spend most of their time just hanging out in the comfort of their home cages. Providing simple husbandry refinements there can go a long way for the animal's welfare, but what do mice want? Why not ask them? A new home cage device from researchers at the German Center for the Protection of Laboratory Animals aims to do just that. Dubbed the Mouse Position Surveillance System, or MOPS, it uses RFID to keep track of mice as they move via a clear tunnel that connects two home cages. The idea is to automate preference testing. Each cage can contain different enrichment items, and the system will note what options the mice seem to prefer. In their paper published in Behavioral Research Methods, the team looked at nesting material. A long-term study of active enrichment devices is underway. And an added benefit, the authors pegged the cost of MOPS at under 150 euros. See the paper for all the details. With that, we'll leave you thinking about what you want to ask your own mice. 3-Minute 3Rs is brought to you each month by the NC3Rs, the North American 3Rs Collaborative, and Lab Animal. Starting next month, you'll notice a new voice leading the pod. Thanks for your listen so far, and if you haven't yet, don't forget to subscribe for new episodes. We'll be back again in October.